This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's nothing that you can do to continue to build your hype like hitting a home run like that yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, the hype was already there, even if you went 0-for. But when you hit a home run like that, it's not going to temper the expectation and the hype. And look, every Royals fan should be excited about this kid. The only thing is, what would it take for him to get to the bigs this year? Like, I don't think there's any scenario where he's coming out of camp on the opening day roster. We're going to find out.
He did 17 more home runs over the next 17 days.
We're going to probably find out in, I don't know, let's see, today is the 24th. 2.5, 3.5 weeks from now, he will be sent down from big league camp, right? Like, that's, you know, we saw this happen with Bobby Wood Jr. There will be a time in which basically he'll be sent down to minor league camp, essentially. Like, that's usually what happens.
Which means he can still play in some of these split squad games, but he's going to start the year at double A.
And people will be bummed about that when that day happens, but that is going to happen. The question is, in 2025, can we see him? I think that is a real possibility. It's just probably second half of the season. It could be July or August. And that is if he, first and foremost, is actually hitting in double A. I mean, that he also has to perform there. And maybe he goes to triple A. I think the difference for him, unlike Bobby, I actually believe he will need to play in triple A. And you're like, why? Well, I think the best way for him to get on the roster is if they need outfield help, which some would already say they need right now. But do they need outfield help? What is Renfro doing? What's Melendez doing? What are the injury
situations?
How's
the Jonathan India, Michael Massey outfield try
outside
doing?
Of outfield, he's a DH or first baseman. Well, if Vinny's healthy, then that spot's occupied. So if he wants to get up sooner, he needs to help them in the outfield, and he's barely had any reps there. So I think he actually does need to play in AAA in order for him to get up on the big league club this year.
So there's two really big questions that remain with Jack. If you're asking, hey, can we get Caglione up right now? If you're curious how they're planning on filling out their offense moving forward, well, he's obviously a part of it. His arm is big enough. He's athletic enough. Right fielders of his size play that position, like Aaron Judge or all these other guys who they send out there. Just as long as you can move okay, and he can, you'll be okay. But the two questions are, one, can he play right field, to your point? And he has a lot of swing and miss in his game. And you can have a lot of swing and miss in your game in Major League Baseball and still get called up. Hell, Joey Gallo's had like an 8-year big league career, and he's the ultimate swing and miss guy who puts the ball to the moon when he hits.
He'll hit 40-plus home runs, or he's done it a couple times throughout his career. I don't know what he did last year. But
if he's going to hit 40-plus home runs, he'll be a big leaguer, even if he has a lot of swing and miss. But that was the big change for him this offseason, which is why I think they want him to spend a decent amount of time in the minor leagues. Yesterday, after the game, he was talking about it. He had mentioned, like I was joking about, that he had taken a little off. He's trying not to overswing in an effort to put the ball in play more, because he knows when he makes contact, the ball's going to do what it did yesterday. It's going to travel 7,000 feet and make a very loud sound, and everyone's going to be in awe for just a minute. But if you talk to people in the Royals organization, if you talked to J.J. Piccolo, who I'm sure we'll have on again in a couple of weeks, they don't want to rush Jack to the bigs. They don't want to, like, get ahead of themselves, put the cart before the horse. Like, they don't want to. I don't think they want to be in a situation where May 1st he's playing innings for them. I think if he gets to the big leagues this year, you should be thinking late July, early August, or more realistically, probably that like two guys get called up in August and September. And as you pointed out, if he's performing, I want to get him up too. It seems like an immediate solution to their needs. I like the idea of this is a playoff team. We want a bench bat that can plug a home run. If we need them to hit a home run when we're down three runs in the eighth inning, great. Like, who doesn't want that kind of power coming off? I view it more that way than probably everyday player this year.
Yeah, that's a 2026 thing. Next year at spring training, we're talking about him having one of those spots and coming out of camp with them on the opening day roster.
Yeah, him not, being not starting in, right field.
Not in 2025. So I'm not saying not to be excited about the kid, and I'm excited to have a chance to talk to him. I know we both are in the noon hour or so today. But in terms of like this year, his impact, let's pump the brakes a little bit. Let's just slowly tap the brake,
please. It's hard when you watch the home run like yesterday.
Oh, sure. Right? I hope he hits another one in the next. He doesn't play today, I don't think. But, you know, the next time he's in a lineup, tomorrow or whenever their next game with him in the lineup. They will have a game this afternoon, by the way. 2:05 first pitch again. Cole Reagans is going to make his spring training 2025 debut.
Right here.
You'll hear the game right here on your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan. But he's not doing anything to not continue the hype train. That's for sure.
I was going to say, if you're curious kind of where things were, like, okay, where was he statistically? Again, he's never going to have... Statistically, he's not going to be that high of a batting average guy. That's never really what he's been. In his last year of Florida, though, he hit .419 with a .554 on base percentage, which is a ludicrous number, and obviously that's why he got drafted where he drafted. In A-ball last year, .241, .302 on base percentage. Not great. Just two home runs before, because he played a very limited amount of time, as you remember, coming off of Florida. And then the Arizona Fall League, he had more home runs, five of them in just 21 games, but still a like around .300 on base percentage. What they're going to want to see from him, and this is why you and I are saying barring an injury, barring Salvi getting hurt, a guy who gives up some DH innings via Vinny, the more likely, as in like easier to see the transition spot, that would be the case. But I still think because India and Massey, I still think they have like one extra big league player that they're like rotating through right now anyway, where they have like one too many position players as it sits. And like everyone's innings are going to be kind of morphed as a result of this. Unless there's an injury, Caglione's not getting called up till late summer. And there probably will be an injury at some point, but then it's also got to be at his spot, not left field, not second, not, you know what I'm saying? Like it's still going to be the one or two players that could possibly move the needle, or Hunter Renfro. The only other option I see, and you and I talked about this, is Hunter Renfro is one of like the five worst right fielders in all of baseball, and they decide to eat the money.
It would have to be the Hunter Dozier thing all over again.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it would have to be...
Just guys named Hunter. What's the deal?
I don't know. They both have the sandwiches over at Zarda, too, now. Hunter Dozier had one, and then Hunter Renfro's got that. Was it the Royale with cheese? Is that right? Is that what his is called over at Zarda?
And look, Hunter Renfro was not good last year. He was injured for a portion of the year. And remember, it ended up like he didn't have a broken toe, but then still missed some games. So he played 120 games. But before you think he was garbage, he had a .297 on base percentage, which is what I just told you.
He had a couple nice stretches. I heard Vern mention Hunter Renfro. Now, this is the cliche, like, best shape of your life. I actually think Hunter Renfro might be in the best shape of his life. Vern said he's down 20 pounds. Hunter Renfro, that is. I can't speak for Vern, but Hunter Renfro is down 20 pounds.
Vern said the last time we asked him, he said he was in the worst shape of his life.
So I like hearing that for Renfro. Maybe that helps. Maybe that helps with his performance this year. We shall see.